5th. Learn how to plan and organize projects. When you have a project that will require one or more hours of your time, block out time in your schedule to work on the project. This allows you to focus on your work without distractions. 6th, do the easy things. Start doing the easy things that will build your confidence, such as answering your email, taking out the overflowing garbage, and making the bed. As you build your confidence in doing the little things, you'll feel more confident and motivated to do the bigger things. 7th, push yourself outside your comfort zone. As Dale Carnegie said, do the thing you fear to do and keep on doing it. That is the quickest and surest way yet ever discovered to conquer fear. 8th, encourage yourself. When you push yourself to do something that you know you should do but don't feel like doing, congratulate yourself. Become your biggest fan. This is very important. And 9th, make a commitment to overcome procrastination. If you really want to win the procrastination battle to advance your life personally and professionally and improve how you view and feel about yourself, make the commitment that you will become a do-it-now person. Here's my challenge to you. Print out this lesson and study it. Obviously, you're listening to the podcast right now. Come back to littlethingsmatter.com. Identify this lesson. Print it out. Every one of these last 9 points I shared with you, there are links to lessons that I have written that will help you better understand each of these points and how to better implement them in your life. Then, after you've printed it out and studied it, spend some quiet time thinking about why you procrastinate and what led to the problem. When you feel that you're clear on your reasons, put into writing the steps that you are committed to take to overcome procrastination. Then, push yourself harder than you've ever pushed yourself before to do the things you know you should do when you don't feel like doing them. It won't be easy, but with focus and determination, you can do it. Here's my final thought. Because procrastination can have devastating consequences, it's to your advantage to take action today. Don't procrastinate conquering your procrastination.